swollen feet, and look through my emails to find that we don't qualify for a council tax reduction. Downstairs, Dawood's in the kitchen making toast, and tomorrow will be porridge because the two meals alternate on weekdays. I walk into the living room and tell Dad, I'll make you pancakes on Saturday.
Ooh, goody,
he says smiling, but he won't remember the pancakes until I feed them to him on Saturday morning. That's how his Parkinson's works. He can remember constant, repetitive things, like mine and Dawood's presence, but short-term details won't sit in his brain for very long. They literally go through one ear, settle long enough for him to reply, then go out the other. Some days his medication will assist, but other days I think the meds are too busy tackling his swollen joints,
or his shaking hands,
his high blood pressure, or his difficulty speaking, to lend a hand. I have a picture of my parents taken in September 1984, and in it, Dad is tall and handsome with an afro and a silver chunky bracelet he still wears to this day. Whenever I look at that photo, I think of my last day at college, 8 years ago. My year we're having a party thrown in a bar,
our equivalent of a prom, I guess.
I didn't end up going, even though I was asked. By Connor. No. Charlie. The quiet guy in my maths class that had no idea even liked me. I did say yes. I bought a dress. But then I had to cancel on the day. Poor Charlie.
An hour before I texted him to say I couldn't make it,
my dad received his diagnosis. Parkinson's disease. We'd all been quick to blame the ageing process for his clumsiness or short-term memory. I mean, we've all put our keys down and then declared them missing 2 minutes later. So who are we to judge? But then one evening, Dad got lost. I was back from school and the only one at home when he called the landline.
Madeline. Maddy, he said. I don't know where I am.
It wasn't what he said that made me grip the phone tighter. We live in London. Easy to get lost, but easy to find your way back. No, it was the fear in Dad's voice that got to me. Over the course of my life, Dad had shown himself to be many things, but afraid was never one of them. I made him pass the phone to a nearby woman, who explained that he was only 10 minutes down the road. Are you sure? I asked her.
We're definitely on Spa Lane, she said. I live here.
I knew then that Dad hadn't simply fallen asleep on the bus or mistaken.